So my name's Jake Kaczynski. I'm an animator who lives down on the south coast, in a little town called Thurl. And my mob is Gamilaroi people up sort of Moree way, southern border of Queensland. And we also spread up into Manindandji land, southern Queensland.
My grandmother's lingo, it is a new interactive animation and illustration platform that has been designed to drive awareness around Indigenous language. Can you talk about my grandmother's lingo and what inspired you to have this up and running?
Yeah, so my grandmother's lingo is basically about a young lady from a small community called Nooka, which is in the Northern Territory. And it's sort of her journey and her, I guess, her quest to sort of absorb as much of her native tongue, which is Mara, from the three remaining elders who can speak it in her community. And I guess it's a sort of the story about her journey of learning and absorbing. And then her end goal, I guess, is to pass it on to the upcoming generations and teach it in schools and sort of instill that culture in the youth and get them to take it on and be proactive in learning about their native tongue, you know, which I think a lot of youth in Indigenous communities are so disengaged from their, you know, traditional culture in a lot of places that, I think the message that she's trying to, you know, sort of convey and what she's trying to achieve is really important and an integral part of, keeping that culture alive.
Can you talk a bit more about why there's only three people left that speak the Mara language?
I think for a long time, I know in a lot of communities, as I mentioned earlier on, I think for a long time the youth didn't have the interest in learning, and sort of the old ways had become something that, the youth was disinterested in. And I think the older generations have sort of just carried that on, and it's almost like it's been a secret and it's almost been locked away, you know, but I think what Angelina's trying to do is really, sort of open that up and share it with her community, you know, because it'd be so sad if, you know, that language that's been spoken for so many thousands of years would just disappear, you know, in three remaining people.
Is it a sign that there aren't many elders in that community left?
I think the elders who know the land and know the stories and know the customs and traditions of the past, I think they're sort of the elders that Angelina's really trying to gain this knowledge. And I think the reason why there isn't as many people who can still speak it and know those stories is because it was forbidden for so long for Aboriginal people to really express that and document and speak in their own tongue. So I think it's sort of it works sort of in both ways. The elders are a little bit apprehensive maybe in speaking and telling and passing on, and maybe the youth is sort of a little bit disengaged, I guess.
It's interesting because, you know, when you hear some of the stories about what happened to our elders, they were punished for speaking their language. They were removed off country and moved around, and I was talking to one of my elders down here from the Bunurong clan, which is around the bays of around St Kilda and Western Port Bay. And she's trying to bring more language back, you know, and she was talking more about how, you know, people were punished and taken off country and made to feel embarrassed. And so how did you get in touch with Angelina? I mean, you know, you live in Thurl, you're a Gamilaroi man. How did you get in touch with Angelina?
Yeah, so my contact through SBS with Angelina.
Yeah.
There's a young producer at SBS now by the name of Gina McKeon. And she sort of went up to Nooka herself and planted herself in the community and really got to know Angelina and heard her story and brought that back to SBS. I think the main reason why it sort of turned into an animation and an interactive website, which is sort of what it's become, is because I guess Aboriginal culture is based a lot on storytelling and also through visual storytelling, through paintings. So it sort of made sense that the two came together in a bit of a hybrid story, I guess.
I mean,
so yeah.
with the interactive storytelling and animation, it's something that youth can engage in, but also elders. I mean, having a look at the application and the platform would be easy for elders also to use. Yeah, it's really beautifully made. So it's kind of caters for all ages.
Yeah, I think for the most part, at least how I see it anyway, it's got to be as much of a learning tool as it is, an animation that sort of plays out from start to end. It's got to have another function as a learning tool, I think, rather than just being sort of, a story that you take in and absorb. I think you can sort of put a little bit into it and then you get a little bit back out as well, which is a nice sort of finish to it. And a lot of that came from, the developers at SBS who can sort of code around my animations and make them interactive with the audience through the microphone or through a sort of a pass and go option when you get the words right or you get the words wrong. Yeah, I think it'll also teach the youth as well as, maybe make the elders proud of, their culture and sort of maybe get them to open up a bit more.